On the Feast of the Nativity, which is in 3 weeks from tomorrow, we celebrate the coming of the ruler, the king, the sovereign, in flesh, and it's the end of our worlds, which we believe we rule. So we celebrate that. We don't pretend like Jesus hasn't come, but say, again, we turn to what we've been hearing the last few weeks is be watchful. Keep an eye out. Be on guard. Notice. There are three or four different words in Greek used here. The first one is blepo, which means see or be perceptive. Now, it seems to me that in this time, in the northern hemisphere, where it's obviously getting darker until the 22nd, right? Up here, I believe we mostly in this country show our terror of the dark by putting up lots of fun little lights, which I understand now they're saying are killing the plants. But anyway, be that as it may, we get busier than ever under the pressure of, I believe, take it or leave it, trying to match our lives to some expectations that other people are happier than we are, and you and I have to attain that by shopping till we're crazy and by making everybody else do what we want. Does that sound any familiar? We started that with Thanksgiving, obviously, but it's very interesting that this time of Advent, for whatever reason, coincides with the craziest of all times. Well, there was Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Those are getting to be crazier, but here we are. What I want to suggest is where we're going, which is to Bethlehem, is the place where Christ is born, where Jesus is born, and it's dark there. Jesus was born in poverty, and he was not allowed in the inn. His family wasn't, so he's born in a barn, figuratively speaking. Essentially, not belonging or fitting into polite society. In one sense, abandoned. And that's the darkness of Bethlehem, onto which the light of the angels shines and the star. And that's where we're going. And there are five or six ways to get there. The first way has already begun with Black Friday. Shopping to get all kinds of things to make ourselves and other people happy. To relieve guilt or to gain their approval. And so what is promoted as the Christmas season is really the consumer season. There's nothing Christmas about this. This is Advent. For Catholics, this is Advent. This is not the Christmas season. That begins in 3 weeks. So in case you're wondering, there's no war on Christmas. We should be saying Happy Advent. It's not Christmas. Because Advent is the preparatory time to say, let's find ways to step back and see what paths we are actually taking to get to Jerusalem. And what choices we might be able to make about that. So one path, besides shopping till we drop, is the path of divisiveness. Whether you're for Congress or the tax cut or not, whether you're for the president or not, doesn't matter to me. What seems to be mostly at stake is the drama around divisiveness. That as we call other people out, we don't have to look at the inner darkness of our own lives where Bethlehem lies. Another route is that of fear. All I have to do is say North Korea, and we all know what I mean, right? And how we deal with that can show us how we walk the path toward Bethlehem. Fear, let's start getting guns and let's start getting, you know, packing up tons of food so that, you know, we'll be safe and I protect my own. And we avoid the inner Bethlehem that is completely vulnerable. For students, there's some of you here. For students, this is the path, this is the week of terror, and last week of classes and then exams follow that. So it's kind of the week of I'm stressful, and that drama, and the drama of I don't know what to do, and I gotta make up all this time, and you know. Many of us have been there, not the little ones. And so that path is another way to get to Bethlehem. And as we distract ourselves in our own inner drama, we miss the fact of how Bethlehem is the symbol, in one sense, of Silent Night. And we miss that. So what Mark's gospel is saying is, it's in one translation it's beware, in this translation it's be watchful, but the word again is see. And there's only one person in all of Mark's gospel who sees. It's the beggar Bartimaeus who asked to see. That's the word used. Actually, it's anablepo. The disciples don't see. The 12 don't see. The scribes and Pharisees, chief priests and elders, they don't see. If you follow the language of the gospel, Peter does have his conversion moment. But the only one who sees is Bartimaeus. What does he see? See what you hear. See the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. See the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. See. In one sense, that's what we're asked to do. Which of these paths, I walk down four or five of these every day, every moment, every hour. But how is it possible to say, step back and say, Lord, help me see what path I'm walking now. Am I afraid of international threats? Where's Silent Night? Am I angry and full of rage at those idiots who don't think like me? the vulnerability that is in Bethlehem, I could say, Lord, take me there. My drama about final exams or stress at work, or the kid wants three iPhones and you can't afford $3,000, and how am I going to pay all that? You know, that stuff like that. Silent night, holy night. At least I think the paths we walk, in fact, during Advent are just the ones that seem natural. But with reflection, with seeing, with being alert, it's possible at moments to say, what's my path to Bethlehem? So that when we in fact sing Silent Night, we might have a taste of that in the midst of all this other stuff in our lives. But perhaps we could gain a taste of that. So, happy travels during this wonderful season.